Good morning, everybody. Bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue au colloque. Welcome to the colloquium. Last night, we had about 100 people at the opening. Hier soir, il y avait une centaine de gens à l'ouverture. And I do, however, see some new faces in the crowd. Pour ceux et celles qui sont arrivés ce matin, just going to do a little overview of last night very quickly. So we were treated to a speech from Minister Percy Parish, and the minister commented on the vivacity and diversity of the cooperative sector in New Nova Scotia. And he talked about the way that a shared vision enables communities to take control of their own destiny. So it was a good quickie speech by a minister who confessed that he speaks for 2 hours sometimes. So he did very well keeping to time. Dr. Alexa McDonough talked about her passion for the subject, and she also thanked us. So that was great. She thanked everybody for the work that we're doing and recognized the value of it. I glossed over the welcome from Dr. Leslie Brown because she just had her stint at the podium. So she said, didn't say exactly what she said last night, but thematically it was the same. We were fortunate to have an opening keynote by Tim Broadhead. And Tim, il ne faut pas gaspiller son thématique, il ne faut pas gaspiller une banque crise. He talked about how the crisis arose, the recent economic crisis, and referred to the mass delusion that we'd somehow been transported into an era of endless wealth and endless growth. He made reference to what they call autistic economics, which is economics divorced from any sense of social responsibility. And he referred several times to the reframing of the economy into more of a green economy, also talked about the relative lack of leadership. There being a minister in the room from Nova Scotia, he focused on the lack of leadership at the federal level, but I think there's a lack of leadership in at many levels politically. Tim talked about replacing the growth focus with a focus on quality of life. I know we have a quality of life cooperative on Prince Edward Island where I live, and there's a lot of work being done on community accounts research here, which is all around quality of life too. Tim talked about how many marginalized people there are in our communities, people with disabilities, homeless people, and what a great loss it is to our communities if those people are disenfranchised and marginalized. And he emphasized that it's easier to keep such people in the role of clients than to create meaningful ways for them to engage with community. And Tim held up some of the work that's been done in the United Kingdom with what they call the third sector, but essentially the community sector, and he reeled off a list of programs and some of the dollar amounts attached to them. So government has transformed the work of the social economy through policy change in England. They did it a few years ago with organic food. The Soil Association in England has been in place since 1947, but it wasn't until government policy changes in the 1990s that it really took off in a widespread fashion. And one of the numbers that Tim mentioned is a future builder program that has loans and grants of £100 million, which is $200 million, and that was just one of many programs he mentioned. kept on the theme of quality of life rather than growth, and talked about replacing GDP and TSE with more of an emphasis on quality of life and livable communities. And he talked about the work of Causeway, the need for better data, a much stronger image, private sector champion, and some of the other things that Leslie mentioned in her introduction. Tim talked about leadership and having the courage to lead, and he also mentioned a certain risk aversion in Canadian political institutions there that holds back innovation. And he closed by saying that perhaps in a decade we would be able to say l'économie industrielle est mort, vive l'économie sociale. Look, it's a téléphone cellulaire. Il me faut le fermer. So if you do have a phone that's going to ring, if you could put it on vibrate, that would be great. And I guess we're going to move in to the sessions now. Part of my job is to try and keep things on time. I'm not doing a very good job so far. They wanted to have a facilitator, not just any facilitator, but a facilitator with all the bells and whistles. So I have my bell, and I have my whistle, and these may be used to signal changes and timing. Nous allons aussi clignoter les lumières pour signaler les changements. Et la fin des pauses. So we're going to flash the lights to signal when it's time for you to return to the session. So if you would like to leave on time on Friday, we hope that you will return on time after the breaks. And we've got a very full agenda, and really, really appreciate that you've taken the time to come and contribute. There are many people in the room who live and breathe the social economy and have done so for many years, but there are also people in the room for whom this is a new concept. So we hope that at the end of the next day and a half, there'll be much better understanding in both directions. And thank you. Merci.